Harvest pushes on. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
A lot of farmers in the area have covered a lot of ground. When we get this pretty weather and dry weather, we seem to get a lot done in a quick time.
While many of us are waiting to see who will be our next president, farmers all across Tennessee are taking advantage of the dry weather to get their crops harvested. Jeff Hill in Lauderdale County says thanks to technology, they're able to move pretty quick through their cotton fields.
One cotton picker can pick anywhere from 75 to 100 acres a day, depending on the type of land you're in. If you're in a good flat bottom, you'll get close to that 100 acres. With the technology we have to where we can pick it and roll it and wrap it up, it's out of the weather. Once we get it off the stalk, it's not as important that it gets right to the gin to be gin like it used to be when it was in wagons and we couldn't cover it and keep the weather off of it.
John Cody Moore in Chester County is busy getting his soybeans harvested, and because so many farmers are taking advantage of the good weather, a lot of beans are starting to pile up.
Our granaries are getting full. I've heard there's one or two on the river already shut down along the Mississippi River, and our local granary in Chester County is just a couple of days from being full, and the waits have been very long. Everybody's finally getting their crop dry and good running weather.
In East Tennessee, Rob Hamby says farmers there are typically much later with their harvest of corn and beans, but progress is moving forward now, especially with the good weather.
We're about middle of the way through our corn harvest. It's doing pretty well. We've had some heavier rains off of some hurricanes that have come through, and if I remember right, a couple of weeks ago we had a rain event that amounted to about 4 or 5 inches that put us back, and we just got kind of into the beans.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.